Hey people, this is your GM as always, Dwayne. Before we dive into our usual Count Yandel interlude episode, Joe has some information about our contest.
Hello folks, it's me again, Joe! Before the episode begins, there's just a few things I'd like to say, including something huge that we're going to start doing as of today. So the reason you're hearing this message is because, well, we finally hit 10,000 downloads. Whoa, that is spectacular. And thank you all for helping us get there. We really appreciate it, and we're so stoked about it, it's not even funny. Without your continued listenership and generous support, we would have stopped doing this a long time ago. It's you, the person listening to this from your phones, computers, or whatever you use to listen to our podcast, that continues to push us to keep making content, and we're extremely grateful for that. Thank you. Now, one of the promises we made to all of you was to hold a contest. So, here it goes. The contest we're holding involves the use of some creativity. We have a survey we'd like for you to take. In this survey, we are asking you for an NPC idea. The form is done in SurveyMonkey, and to be eligible to win the grand prize, which I'll mention in just a couple seconds, you must fill it out in its entirety. What we're asking for is, 1. Your NPC's name. 2. Your NPC's race. 3. Your NPC's pronoun. Yes, because pronouns are always important. 4. Your NPC's occupation. And 5. Your NPC's backstory. You can make your NPC as serious or as silly as you want. The idea that we like the most is going to be chosen as the winner. We will ask you for your name, country, email address, age, well, specifically because you must be 18 years of age or older to enter, and your Twitter handle if you have one. That's optional. So before you enter, just know that any personal information you submit to us via the survey will be used for the sole purposes of this contest. We're never going to email you about stuff that is not related to this contest, nor will we ever release that information to any third parties. Your email address will literally only be used if you are the winner of our contest. Now, for the prize. The winner of this contest will receive two things. 1. We're going to send you one free copy of any FFG Star Wars role-playing game sourcebook. That includes the beginner's box if you so choose for that to be your prize. And we're going to send it directly to your mailing address. The book must still be in print and not a special edition. Let me also add that the only time we will ever ask you for a mailing address is if you literally are the winner of this contest. The second thing that we will give you is a chance to give a voice to your NPC when they are introduced into the game. So just so that you know, this part is completely optional. You, in fact, do not need to do this as a condition of you winning the contest. But just know that the offer is out there. The link to the survey will be pinned to our Twitter account and posted to our Facebook page. You can find us on Twitter by searching for @FlightRiskPod. With all that being said, and I'm kind of running out of breath here, good luck and enjoy the episode.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
We find the bedroom of Count Yandel and Larrick Voss in the middle of the night. Larrick rolls over and reaches for his husband, only to find a cold, empty space on the bed. Sitting up, he looks around and finds that a light is on in the study. A blurry-eyed Zeltron stumbles out of bed and makes his way towards the study. He finds his husband sitting at his desk, holding his temples and sighing heavily.
Why are you awake, honey? It's 3 in the morning.
It's this business with the scientist. This can potentially be the biggest thing to happen to us. Or it could be the death of us all.
And you're going to figure this all out on no sleep and... I mean, you could at least waste for breakfast, maybe a mimosa.
I just can't stop thinking of all of the variables.
Okay. Okay, tell me everything you're thinking about, and maybe some fresh eyes will help. Saw with the scientist, how did we get him to work for... Thought he said he wasn't working for anyone.
That was actually pretty simple. He had one reasonable request, and one somewhat unorthodox one.
Oh, don't tell me he's one of those types who's into slave girls, slave boys, or slave nun. Neither's. I don't want any of that.
All he wanted was the freedom to work on any side project that he wanted, with no questions asked. And a full holonet collection of the Torin Skyblade and the Skyblade Chronicles. Apparently Bale introduced it to him on the flight back, and now he's obsessed with it. The two of them are talking about recording a podcast or something. Whatever that is.
Darling, none of that made any sense.
I'll come to realize when dealing with Bale Branda, things often don't make much sense. If the weapons that the scientist has designed can do what he says, we're gonna change the universe. No more slug throwers? I can't even fathom that. Energy-based weapons would change how we completely operate. The only problem is that if the Sith realize we have him, they will come for him.
So, you want to be at war with space wizards? Sounds great.
I don't think we can afford not to. This could be the deal that eliminates our need of the conglomerate. We could stand on our own and never have to be a part of their idiotic little war games and battles.
Alright, it sounds like you made up your mind. What's the plan?
I'm going to send the twins to Nar Shaddaa to meet with Madame Beltane.
Beltane? That conniving, gossiping daughter of a motherless Gundark? Why are you dealing with her? Do you not know other people we can reach out to?
I know you have issues with her, dear. But she is the best at what she does. And I do trust her enough to send the twins to her. She can be trusted to keep this transaction quiet and away from prying eyes. After what almost happened to Anarchy, do you think I would send them somewhere where they wouldn't be safe?
At least Dark will be with them.
Actually, he and Bronda are on the way to Mandalore right now. Apparently their clan put out an all call for everyone to return home. Some sort of family battle or civil war or something is happening on Mandalore. You know it has to be serious if Dork is okay leaving the twins again.
And why is Bale going?
Apparently Bronda and Thrawn are from the same clan. I guess they're distant cousins or something. I keep forgetting that Bale's a Mandalorian. He's very atypical for a Mandalorian.
Have they ever mentioned it before? The being related thing?
Not to me. I'm not even sure they did. They both seemed pretty surprised when they ran into each other on the way to the spaceport.
Are you sending Grief or Quay?
No, he's on the other side of the galaxy. Apparently he's hunting some sort of slave trader or bounty hunter or something. And unfortunately, Quay is no longer in our employ. Anarchy says that they are on a religious mission of some sort with a mountain man, a couple of droids she fixed, and they're riding space whales. I don't know if this is one of her funny stories or that actually happened. From what they've told me about Week, that planet she was stuck on, anything's possible. I have a new associate on Nar Shaddaa that will be filling the bill as the twins' protector. They're a former law enforcement officer who has fallen out of practice. From what Teemo the Hutt tells me, Zen E. Ford is more than capable of completing this job.
I don't care how much you trust the Mad Dam, and who gives themselves that kind of nickname? I do not. You remember she wore the same outfit as me to two separate galas. Once is an accident, twice is a declaration of war.
War? Isn't that saying just a little bit much?
Two words, Ston Stutzman.
Are you serious? You're comparing your little thing with the madam to that? And I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Stan.
Really, I thought it rhymed with Horn. Either way, you were ready to burn down our favorite restaurant just because they sat them at our table.
That had been our table for over a decade.
It was an honest mistake. A man's a patron, he supports the art and music and all the things that are very important to your lovely husband. You could have let it go, but you didn't. You're ready to burn down our favorite restaurant because they sat him at our table, so when I say I don't trust the madame, you need to respect that.
Fine, fine. I promise you, my dear. I will take every precaution that I can.
All I'm saying is that I'm not going to say I told you so when things go sideways and Skips ends up married to a mobster and anarchy is on the run for burning down half of Nar Shaddaa. You'll just expect my usual bubble bath and foot massage. Okay, darling?
And when things go smoothly, and Skip uses his charm on the madam and her benefactor to score us a very lucrative deal, I will expect the same, my love.
Kisses.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please head over to iTunes and leave an iTunes review. Those really help other people find the show. If you want to help us create more great Flight Risk episodes, please head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to help us in a way that doesn't involve credits leaving your pocket, please spread the word on social media. We can be found on Twitter at @FlightRiskPod and on Facebook. I just want to give a big thank you to Waffles for providing the voice of Larrick in this episode. Waffles can be found on Twitter at @Mahaffay, M-A-H-A-F-F-A-Y.